You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Let's start with a few words about Jerry Rafferty, the Scottish singer-songwriter who passed away just recently. I think a lot of people thought of him as somebody who'd always keep moving, just never stop moving, like a rolling stone. But I think there was another side to him, a side that had a dream, you know, about buying some land, giving up booze and one-night stands, settling down in like a quiet little town and forgetting about everything. But he died of liver failure. So it's a good bet that the giving up booze part never quite panned out. Listen, life's responsibilities might make it seem long, but it's short. You gotta do what you can now. And here's what you could do. Listen to The Rare Rock Here from The Replacements and Pink Floyd and an underrated indie rock act from the 80s and Champaign, Illinois called The Outnumbered. And British punk from The Exploited, and a really weird soul record from Chicago, 1965, by Perry and the Harmonics. But first, in Jerry Rafferty's honor, let's hear a tune called Real Real Gone. It's not a Jerry Rafferty song. It's from a record called Wide Awake with the Pills. It's from 1998 in Boston, Massachusetts. Don't worry, it's not a ska record. These are the Pills.
I was ready to
from 1985 and the wake of the original REM indie rock crush. That's The Outnumbered. John Ginoli from that band went on to form the Pansy Division, and they were good. But I always liked The Outnumbered a lot. Before that, The Pills. Their most recent record was from 2003 called Fistful of Pills. Now, let's talk about The Replacements. They're a legendary live band, and I think sometimes for the wrong reasons. They're thought of, they play drunk. Yeah, that's well on the record. But, you know, what always impressed me is how well they could take a cover song and really play a fully formed version of it when they wanted to. They had great recall for how a song is put together on a record. You know, one of the reasons a lot of garage bands don't ever get out of the garage is because it's easy to figure out the chords behind a song, but it's hard to get a group of people on the same page to play a song in the order that the composition is supposed to go. You know, how long is the introduction? How many verses are there? When do the verses turn into choruses? How many bars is the solo? And The Replacements were guys who all remembered how the songs go on their records and were able to get it together for the most part. And so what I want to do is play a great example of that. I got this this rare record called Barefoot and Pregnant. It was a compilation of Minneapolis bands, and they're on there covering Motorhead's Ace of Spades. We'll hear that. What you hear is, you hear Paul Westerberg take the request from an audience member and say, real frankly, well, I don't know that we can play it. I don't think we know it, you know. And then they try it, and they do a surprisingly great version of it. It's really pretty impressive. Really, the only thing that's weak is that he doesn't seem to know any of the words. Otherwise, it's a pretty tight version. After that, the other cut I want to play is from a live cassette that The Replacements released in 85 called The Shit Hits the Fans. It includes a real early version of the tune Can't Hardly Wait, which wouldn't end up finished and out on a real record for another 2 years on Pleased to Meet Me. But by then it had strings and horns and different lyrics. So we'll hear that too. But first, from 1982, faking their way through an audience request of Motorhead's Ace of Spades.
I'm going to do one more, take a little break, and we'll back to play a long time. Ace of Spades? Can't do it, y'all. Want to hear a real shit version of it? Why not? What else is there, right?
Yeah.
gonna try to sober up real quick. We'll be back.
That's two from The Replacements, and speaking of being replaced, this is as good a time as any for a word from our sponsor, because we're wondering if we might be in danger of being replaced. More Lost Time is brought to you by Modern Age Brownies, the brownie, soon to have its own podcast hosted by the family, too busy to get the product in stores, but apparently with enough time to produce their own show. You know, I'll be honest, I never thought of the Schwab family as talented. In the same way as you think of, say the Von Trapps or even the Kardashians. But Jake Schwab is hell-bent on producing a modern-age podcast. The Schwab family, they own and operate the New Generation Baking Company, and the brownies are their flagship product. And they've got this intern named Zip, who's been there for about a year, and this week he had his first performance review, and he called to tell me that he did well, although Jake and Lucille Schwab seem to be pushing a lot on what they called areas for development, and he expected to hear about things like time management and organization and that sort of thing, and instead they're talking a lot about guitar playing and learning ventriloquism. And apparently Jake Schwab, he considers himself an experienced ventriloquist, and he really thinks there could be great appeal in a podcast featuring a cast of multiple ventriloquists and puppets talking about the week's news. It'd be sort of a combination of Howdy Doody meets the McLaughlin Group. And he wants to call it Dummy Roundtable. But every time he sort of tries that title out on anybody, they laugh. And he's not trying to be funny. And so Lucille Schwab has suggested to him that maybe their podcast should be funny. And Jake said that he doesn't want Zip working hard to become a ventriloquist, only to have people laugh at him. It's all very confusing. I think the best thing about the perfect brownie is that there's really nothing confusing about it. You know exactly what it is. It's something that the Schwab family understands. It's maybe what they should stick with. Jake understands it, and you'll understand it when you taste it. Delicious, nutritious, surreptitious, modern age brownies. Just you wait and see. Back to the music from England from 1983 and from the original vinyl. This is The Exploited.
Have you ever heard of James? That cat with 10 gold fingers who had Russia sending him love, girls crawling at his feet. James can do anything. The jerk, the monkey, the twist. In fact, James Monkey sort of goes like this. Thank you. just saw James do the monkey, baby. James, my man.
Well, it was hard to find out anything about that last one. From 1965, it's called Do the Monkey with James. If you listen to the words, he's talking about James Bond, not James Brown, as you might think from the title. The band is Perry and the Harmonics. Perry is a sax player named Clarence Perry. But more familiar to me is the piano credit. It was, when I look at the record cover, it's Ed Townsend, who was the co-writer of Let's Get It On from Marvin Gaye. So my guess here is that this is an LP of studio guys sort of goofing off, killing time after hours. And that particular cut is the one that makes the LP worth seeking out. It's got a great LP jacket, too. The photo on the front's fantastic. So we got time for one more. Most people would never guess that this is Pink Floyd. This is the very first thing they ever did. Recording of Pink Floyd, a number written by Syd Barrett that was called Lucy Leave. As always, thanks for listening. This week's program was researched by Barry Deep and engineered by Gloria Sound. Our executive producer is our own Tony Nominee. You should suggest an artist that you'd like to hear rare music by at morelosttime@gmail.com. And you can subscribe to the show using iTunes. Yahoo, Google, Feedcatcher, or any other similar RSS client. And just to remind you, this podcast remains part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program and the sound of More Lost Time.